Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Rise.
Oh, you have a problem.
Oops.
So we're running.
The chair, actually, again.
Did you have to step out?
No, I'm fine. Headlines brought to us now by Gosling Electric. If I sounded like that, I would stay home for a week.
Hey,
I'm telling you.
She put her finger there. Gross. I pulled it. What are you looking at me like I'm guilty?
Because she was saying, hurry up, pull my finger. And then you said, pull your own finger.
I've never said pull my finger, ever.
No, you normally say pop my back and then poot on us.
Yes. It's all backstage pass trick. Have you
it's
ever been that
I
loud?
To pop.
Have you had something that loud for real ever?
No, I don't think my gas ever said.
Dude, I've had some. Sometimes you think the cavalry was about to pull in,
like your Custer on the horn.
It's like the tank was firing up.
Dude, I'll tell you something.
Foghorn.
Watch your mouth.
Like a vuvuzela.
Foghorn, leghorn. I say.
I'm about to rip one. Now look out, chicken hawk.
I've done some before that I think are comparable to something Louis Armstrong has done.
Oh.
Yeah.
He followed Paige. He said he'd follow her down the hall.
It wasn't.
That was B.B. King.
Ooh. And he didn't
That
fart.
Was Louis Armstrong.
He smelled good. He was wearing some kind of.
He smelled good.
He smelled good.
Yeah, probably
wearing barbecue
some
sauce.
some kind of cologne. He didn't smell bad.
Barbecue sauce and molasses. He was a diabetic. Don't
okay.
laugh. It's not funny.
I'm not laughing.
You know what she said, too?
I'm always ready for the weekend.
Yeah.
And then she
I wasn't
at
invited
She's
to the show.
She's talking about the singer.
Yeah, you know what BB said to you?
You don't even know what kind of eggs to make.
I don't. I don't eat that many.
That was BBC King.
Only scrambled.
Dude. Oh, my God.
Why is it not?
Did you just invent a character?
I think I did.
BBC King.
You know, that's what I do for the world. If you listen, take any of these ideas.
Oh, we do.
I won't get the time to do them all.
I thought James Dean was a great kind of pun on that, but BBC King is perfect.
Thank you. Well.
He just walks in with a saxophone button
naked.
Could there
be a BBCC DeVille?
Hmm. So.
Welcome to BBCC's.
I like
Welcome to BBCC's.
That's even better. BBCC's. Hey.
World's tallest urinals in the bathroom.
What are you throwing up on the hot bar here? Chef's naked.
We ordered the large sausage here in BBCC's.
Yo, you got the pepperoni?
Lord have mercy. All They're bringing out the chocolate chip now.
Yeah, who ordered the cheese bread?
God. It's so the only ones I ever waited. I'd watch him. You could tell from a distance if it was... If it was yellow orange and had the speckledy piece of chocolate on there, if it was like pepperoni or something, we'd be like, who cares? It's like we were there just for dessert. Because the only thing we popped for was a chocolate chip.
It's the guy walking up to the table naked, like, hey, you want me to shake this? Let me know when you're ready.
It's like you're the person at Sam's bringing out the palette of Pokemon. And, you know, all them people sitting there acting like they ain't looking at it, but they're waiting for you to pull that damn pallet jack out from under there. And they're all...
Y'all, welcome to BBCC.
Hey, leave some for everybody else. I got four people at my table that want chocolate chip pizza, okay?
Now shut your ass up.
So many arguments. Pizza in, you think you would have brought more than one out at a time.
That wasn't my favorite.
Well.
You know what the bad thing about...
It was tough, man.
like, you know, CC's was famous for their little dessert cinnamon roll things. As soon as they bring them out, like, somebody get half the freaking tray.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At Pizza Inn, it was the way with the chocolate chip pizza. And literally, somebody would go up there and take half of it. And, you know, somebody would say, well, leave some for everybody else. I just did that, like my mom, because she said that a lot. You need to leave some for somebody else. I got four kids at my table. And then the thought there is, well, then you don't have all four kids coming up and causing a melee. But then, you know, bring out more chocolate chip pizzas.
Okay. Y'all was family night at BBCC's.
Some people didn't get divorced.
You got coupons. Dessert.
I almost said divorce.
Yeah, I know. D-E-S-S-E-R-T. That was a Wynette and George Jones.
You'll get a claw machine at BBCC's. Right in the back where you put your quarter in. And you get some candy.
I go to It's Better Than Sex. Let me tell you something. I've had you dessert. I've also had sex.
What is better? Sex, no, I'd rather have sex, honestly.
Sorry. Let me have sex while I eat your dessert and find out if there's like a double. Not whoa, what now?
You can have sex.
I was talking about
sex.
It's
whipped cream.
It's a restaurant. You're being using euphemisms there. You're going to say cream pie in a minute and mean it wrong.
Don't be thinking you're going to be doing that at BBCC.
It's a dessert, a decadent dessert place, and, you know, it's called Better Than Sex. But I think if you say that, you don't have a healthy sex life.
Dude, would they have shirts that say, I love the meat at BBCC's?
Yes.
We got up on sale, 2 for $20.
Do they say goodbye to you at BBCC's?
Nah.
CC's, they only say hello. They
say, get your ass out of here.
Go on now.
Come back with a coupon.
Trash. Put it in the trash.
Trifling ass double couponing in this bitch.
No to-go boxes. Okay.
Yeah, you can eat all that while you're here, homie.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question for you. Should all drive-thrus have a policy for line cutters?
God, BBCC's definitely has a drive-thru.
Definitely. Get that barbecue.
Yeah, there's no dining.
There's not in dining.
There's not no dining in there.
God, you can get in a cardboard box.
I feel like this must have been what Thomas Edison felt like when he got the idea. Like, oh my God.
No, he went and bought the idea. But go ahead, sure.
When Marconi ripped off Tesla, and many others, like, oh, this is the grand idea. Yeah. Now, how do we implement it?
How do you turn it into a chain?
God, that's what you called it. Matt, that's what Ben and Jerry's is going to do now. They're going to go against each other.
Yeah, they're going to split the shelf space. It's going to be Ben, and then there's going to be Jerry's. And then we're all going to unite together. They could end all this.
Yep.
They could end all this, like aliens would do, which now I won't trust that now.
No.
It's going to be a hologram or something from China.
Which one's better, Ben or Jerry? I don't know.
I can't even tell you which one left, to be honest
Chubby
with you.
Chubby Hubby?
I already forgot.
Which one's last name is Dover? Is it Jerry Dover?
I don't think it is.
So now you either get Hubby or Chubby. I mean, what do you want?
I think Mandarin's his last name, like the orange.
I'll take the Chubby.
You would. You definitely would.
Hubby ice cream.
If you go to BBCC's, you're going to take the Chubby.
Oh, you taking
the Chubby.
Yeah,
we're going to split your banana. How about that? Huh?
That's their biggest sub. We got subs and pizzas, too. You're going to take the Chubby.
I'm going to take the Chubby.
Chubby got double meat.
I want the Chubby with cheese.
Somebody wants some.
Jesus.
Are you pregnant?
I love when she makes her joke and then she just...
Put some anchovies on top, okay?
If you're making a sandwich, I want a Chubby sandwich with cheese.
You want the Chubby with cheese?
I do.
I want the Chubby with cheese. In BBCC's, I get the Chubby with cheese.
How about we put my cherry on top?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
No sprinkles. We don't do sprinkles here at BBCC's.
We don't mess with sprinkles.
We ain't got no frozen yogurt.
BBCC's is from New Orleans, as you can tell with the accent.
I see.
Oh, that's where they'll start the other chain, you know, get it down there. Come on in to BBCC's. What'd you like to eat? You got some pizza with some big meat? We got some sub sandwiches? You got some pasta?
Love that pizza from BBCC's. That's kind of a rip from Popeye's.
You're stealing someone's jingle.
Love that pizza from BBCC's.
We can't infringe on them.
Welcome to CC's. Buy from CC's. Now go get. You don't get to stand here for 3 hours on this buffet.
Music for us, fat boy.
You're like a slow golfer, taking 5 hours to play 18 holes.
Man, what you doing? You go wait up. You go sit up here waiting for some hot pizza to come out.
What are you doing?
You get your ass at your table. I'll let you know when it's coming out.
Now they serve pizza? Wow.
It's BBCC's.
Hey, fat ass. I got some pepperoni pizza on the bar.
Oh, my God. You know who could be the spokes team for this?
No.
Move over, Donnie Marie. Hello to BB and CC Winin'.
Oh,
BBCC's.
Yes. God, that'd be perfect. Can we work out some kind of profit share with him?
Ah.
Plus, we got community events, you know, family night, game night.
Game night.
All kind of stuff.
God, now all that.
You can DJ game night.
I've misread Mark all these years when we've been talking about our boss, Mark Hendricks. He's wanted to have these meetings at CC's Pizzas because he was all say, CC me on that. What does that mean? We go to CC's on his dime? He's going to take us to lunch.
I think that's what it is.
CC me on that.
Hey, BBC me on that email.
What does BBCC mean? Are we allowed to use it?
I'm sorry I didn't do one news
story.
Is
there a white Elsie?
Okay.
Don't apologize. We just had a great idea.
Yeah, we just had a... what they call in the business a brainstorming sesh.
No,
yeah.
You didn't.
A bold dude.
Too. You're not going to work at BBCC's with that attitude.
No.
And you're not getting a chubby with cheese either.
Oh, I want the chubby with cheese. Extra cheese and sauce.
Dang. Now look, now you're just being greedy.
Why do you want to take it all? Leave some for everyone else.
You're going to take all the chubby. But you got to leave some chubby for the rest of us. Nah.
Man, I swear to God.
If you can't figure it out, Bernie Mac runs.
If Bernie Mac were alive, he would appreciate that. I mean, he would, like, you do. You know, I'm going to talk to my good friend QL. I'm going to find out if we can do.
Good luck getting an answer.
No. If we can do. This would be something that I think would be fun. If we could do a white people only Bernie Mac impersonation contest.
Dude, I feel like it's good enough to you know who it is. Jason Sudeikis' Bernie Mac is
dude,
genius.
Dude, it's incredible. Yours is great.
What are
I got to keep working on it.
You know? Are we going to serve like something like to drink there? Because I didn't need it.
Dave Chappelle's
teaser.
Mr. Rogers was good.
What do you mean we're going to serve something to drink?
I mean, Eddie
you think
Murphy.
We're going to walk around with dry mouth with chubbies?
Eddie Murphy, I meant. Not Dave Chappelle.
You're going to walk up in here not drink anything and eat pizza?
That's nice tea.
What's wrong with you?
When you say Eddie Murphy, you just almost instantly want to say Charlie Murphy right after.
I know. Chappelle's got his condition. Charlie Murphy.
Rest in peace, right? He died.
Yeah,
right?
he passed away.
He was on here 3 or 4 times before he died. What a great guest he was. Speak of the devil. All right, we'll take a break and come back right after this.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The best, damn. And now it's time for the best audio.
You know, I didn't sleep most of the night because I was up thinking about which ones. There's so many options.
I'm never going to hear Ron Simmons the same after seeing the Danhausen bill where he called APA the ass-pounding agency.
That's good.
Dude, you know, good.
That guy hadn't been on TV in like 2 years either, it seems.
Like
I don't know what's up.
They got to find a spot for him every week because he did another bit where he's buying all this like expensive memorabilia before CM Punk can get it.
I told so-and-so, you know, I said, dude, he could, you could work him into that Tony Storm angle perfectly. I mean,
Oh, God.
I mean, it's, but she's good on her own.
She got stapled on the nipples, I saw.
On the butt, too, and in the crotch.
Oh,
with a stapler.
Oh, that's tonight, right? September 2, remember?
Yes. Yes. And it's free.
It all comes back to wrestling, Paige. It really does.
It does.
Everything okay. does.
Well, this doesn't. Haha. I had several people contact me yesterday asking me if I made up National GED Day to make Fat Boy feel better about himself. The answer was no. It was a real day. Now, I don't know if today is the day, but according to this woman on this video, it is. And ladies, listen up.
Ladies, this one is for you. It is National Send That Man a Titty Pick Day. Do not be selfish. Today is not the day to be stingy. Go on. Find your best one. Go send it to him.
Dude.
Thoughts?
Okay.
Even if they think it's a bleep and this the other picture, that's cool too.
Either one.
Take either one. Look at that.
Maybe someone would send a touchdown picture because they thought she said tutties. You know, that's what they're calling touchdowns now, and I don't like it at all.
Don't do that. Don't bring that into the game.
It's too slangy. I don't like it.
Is that
you got a tutty.
Is that a national day that I missed, maybe? Or?
I don't know, and I'm not going to make any kind of jokes about it either. But
I support
if it. If it is, in fact, true, I support it as well. And I'm at O'Maffew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
I got to hear it again.
Ladies, this one is for you. It is National Send That Man a Titty Pick Day. Do not be selfish. Today is not the day to be stingy. Go on. Find your best one. Go send it to him.
Find your best one as though you have a collection of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know they do. They got to.
Think of, you know, how much like effort they put into, like, you know, they've taken like seven different shots of it down here, up here, over. They put the eyeball, the fisheye version on it, and make it look. It's wild.
You know, somebody's trying to compete with Best Damn Audio.
Yeah.
Look at that. There's something to get into that.
Some swing jazz over there.
Yeah. Yes.
I got a note on you. Let's
do National Booby Day.
It's a little joke time. You know, guy's trying to make his wife laugh, so he tells her a joke. I'll give you the setup and see if you can figure out what the joke is.
Okay.
Yo, what's worse than two girls running with scissors?
Do they live in a cave?
It's like weird.
How the baby.
Living room reverberates, yeah. Maybe that's why mom's kind of in a bad mood. Kids always crying, whining.
What do you call two?
No, you said what's worse.
What's worse?
Yeah. What's worse than two women running with scissors?
Oh, I bet it's got something to do with scissoring.
Two girls scissoring with the runs.
Okay.
And the wife.
You are so gross.
Are they making blue cheese? Like, do they live in Stump House Tunnel?
I like that.
My God. They're in Lookout Mountain up in Nooga.
She looked at him at first, and then she starts laughing. She's like, gonna crack a smile now.
God bless.
Not the vertical one either. Regular.
God bless. I love just the rearranging of the words. It makes it like, oh man.
Everybody loves a good joke.
Everybody.
That's
loves.
Pretty gross.
If you're not laughing right now,
that is pretty gross.
You're gonna laugh at this one right here.
I can't wait.
This is a you know, old people tell it like it is. Oftentimes they are called, you know, ornery, bitchy, spicy.
Curmudgeons.
The preacher referred to my mother.
Curmudgeons.
He said she was known to be a little spicy sometimes. And that meant she would, you know, she'd let you know what she thought about
stuff. She was passionate.
Yes.
Yes, I love it.
you know, again, we keep messing with the grandparents. And as one, I can say this, that we keep messing with them in hopes of getting a viral video. This young girl was messing with her grandma with a seat warmer. Well, grandma really got her back.
Why do you keep turning my seat warmer off?
Why do you keep turning it on? That's a seat warmer. It warms the seat.
Okay.
Okay, well, you should not put a seat warmer on. But what we're not going to do is fry fish up in this mother...
Enough said.
I don't think she's going to want... She's not going to want to ride with her anymore.
No.
It's like, you know what? Now I'll learn to drive.
She starts to pull like her shirt over her nose as she says this too. And that's not like that fake grandma. I mean, she's a real grandma, but the one who, you know, she pretends that she doesn't like rap music, and she's the one who the grandson farts in her oxygen machine and all that. That's a work. They probably split that revenue.
God, yeah. But
good for them.
She's got to know she's going to take a couple real ones, like a
or
couple.
The Lowe's grandpa. That's another one.
A couple hot ones to the nostrils.
It's always funny. Okay.
These are the people that get all the codes and they go around these stores and just blast it right into the phones.
Mm-hmm.
Hot air.
Yeah.
Well, look, we try to educate you at work because I found a bunch of tapes, a bunch of old HR training videos.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, look. You can't be acting like this at work. And if other people act like that to you at work, you got to know what to do, right?
You got
to
call them out.
Kind of serve as a lesson for all this stuff.
Especially if you're not in the office. What if by some reason you work on a ranch? You just got a job working on a stud ranch.
Mm.
And somebody's trying to, you know, trying to trick you at work. What do you do?
Tell them I'm a gelding.
Oh, this is a tricky situation this fella's found himself in.
You're working awful hard.
I take pride in my work.
You think maybe you could come over and brush this one?
No problem.
You're the new hired hand, huh?
Yeah, I'm the new guy.
You like studs?
Only the best.
Maybe you could prep this stud for breeding, right?
All right, I think I can handle it.
Stop tape for discussion.
I mean, come on. There's a beautiful horse in the room.
Jesus.
What is about to go down?
You tell me. What do you think's going
to
happen?
Something's about to go up.
Oh, my goodness. Where do you find these films?
I told you. I found a box of them.
Here's what I can't understand.
At the dump.
Of course it was at the dump.
Yep.
Sure. It went at a revival burning.
You think you can handle this stud?
Stud.
Like, okay, I will say this, and I will stand by, and it's, again, like I said last week, nothing I ever say is with any kind of a harmful intent. It's just an observation kind of thing, but like, gay people are good actors, usually, but not in porn.
They're
horrible in porn when it comes to that.
Yeah,
Broadway, Willy Wonka, many other movies. You know,
I don't know what made you think of that, but I agree on the separate.
Because I was just thinking that, you know, I'm someone that when I'm watching a pornographic film, I appreciate it.
Watch the whole movie or just certain parts?
Yeah, fast forward through some.
See, I mean, the acting's so bad.
I enjoy the plot, though. I enjoy when it doesn't make sense at all. But these guys right here, it doesn't sound like they really want it from each other.
No.
It just sounds like they're there for a paycheck.
They are. They're not.
I didn't feel the passion. Like,
no.
I got to screen cap the guy and send it to you where he looks like he's about to have a stroke. Like,
oh, he was.
Like, this guy's about to die.
Several.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love.
I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Love the Rise Guys.
They crack on people. I like that.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down. Yeah. Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. Join me as we say two famous people born on September 18th. I had to look at the date. Happy birthday, or
suck it!
All together now.
Let's start with this young actor on the rise. Very famous daddy. His dad used to be the governor of California. His dad also needs you to close your boots and your motorcycle.
Ozzie Newsome.
His dad also asked your dad, who is he and what does he do for a living?
Oh, my God. Paige, say his name.
Was it Reagan?
Oh, no. Lord.
It's Arnold's boy.
Who's your daddy? What's he do?
Arnold.
It is the birthday of Patrick Schwarzenegger. He's been in a bunch of stuff. He was in his last season of The White Lotus. He was in the Chris Pratt show where they're in the military. I forgot the name of it.
Ever tell you that when I went to Furman football camp as a youth that there was a guy there from another country. I don't remember which one, but his name was Patrick. And I'm not making a joke. His name was Patrick. And it was spelled Patrick. Patrick.
No, I've never seen it like that.
Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't... It was from, like, South America or somewhere. Anyway, okay. I thought it was cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was like, oh, cool. It's not even Irish. It's strange.
Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, man, I'm going to say he is, gosh, I mean, I remember when his housekeeper of a mother made love to Arnold.
Mildred, you know what? Joseph is Patrick, or excuse me, Arnold's son, Patrick's brother. The kid he had with Mildred, Joseph.
Yeah.
Looks just like Arnold. But Patrick does too. It's really weird, man. They both
Which
look
one
like
are
Arnold.
We guessing then?
Patrick.
Oh, okay.
His oldest son with a Maria. I don't think he
man,
and Joseph
I'm just
talk.
Totally guessing. Like 38?
35.
Patrick's 32 years old. He's going to be on the rise. He's doing a lot of stuff.
God, you know, what's strange is that exactly what you said. I mean, DNA. Like, my daughter looks exactly like me. My grandson looks like young me. You see certain characteristics or traits carry over more one than the other. The one looks like a balance of Arnold and Maria Shriver.
Yeah, like, but Patrick looks like older, like 90s Arnold, and then Joseph looks like younger bodybuilding Arnold.
Yeah.
It's real weird how that
works.
Yeah.
Someone from Snail.
Yep. I mentioned him earlier. He does a good Bernie Mac impersonation.
Jason Sudeikis.
Jason Sudeikis' birthday.
Oh.
Ted Lasso. I haven't seen Ted Lasso.
I wonder if he'd buy the small community over near Pickens and call it Sudeikisville.
Oh, he should.
God.
That'd be awesome.
Bring back the ice cream shop, too, which I don't think is there
You
anymore.
Know, it's not a good idea for celebrities to buy towns, is it, Kim Basinger?
No.
It didn't work out. That's odd. You're going to buy a town.
It's Basingerville.
Somebody's going to buy a sugar tit.
Also, one of my favorite characters in Eastbound and Down is Jason Sudeikis.
Shane Dogg. I kind of liked his brother, too. They were both
versions are great. Paige, what are we thinking here? I'm gonna go 48.
Okay,
47. Actually, I want to go 51.
Okay. What's the big one for Sudeikis?
50.
Oh, wow.
That big Kansas Jayhawk fan. I don't have music for this guy, but I think he's been on SNL before, so we'll kind of go with that. I couldn't play his music anyway. The host of Pimp My Ride.
Exhibit.
It is Exhibit's birthday.
Hmm. Yeah, probably not any of...
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Oh,
said he was on Empire. I'm gonna get around to watching Empire eventually, or Power. That's what I'm thinking of. Power. I just started watching Godfather of Harlem.
Blair Underwood.
I don't know if he's in it or not. Godfather of Harlem is great, and I'm only one episode in. There's so much happened. Forrest Whitaker plays Pumpy Johnson.
Bumpy. Oh.
You got Vincent D'Onofrio plays Chin Gigante.
I thought he was making me an offer Bumpy I couldn't Johnson. Refuse. I thought he said Bumpy Johnson.
The actor who plays Malcolm X in that show is great, too. These are real people, like real things that happened. Great show.
You know what?
It's got drugs, naked people, and killing.
All right.
Yeah.
That's great. Sign me up.
How old's Exhibit?
53.
I saw you put a fish tank 52. In somebody's car once.
Some of the best YouTube videos to go look for are people who are on Pimp My Ride and what the cars actually, like those hot tubs they'd put in the back, how they all fell apart, and it was only for the show. It wasn't to last or, you know.
How do you feed the fish in that sucker?
I mean, this is... You end up littering accidentally.
Exhibit is 51 years old.
I did
today.
That the other day. God.
You littered?
Grocery bags are the worst. If you use them to, you know... reuse them to take something to work with you or whatever.
Bastard.
You put it there in the seat, and all of a sudden you roll down the window and
it flew away.
Just sucks right out.
Oh.
Yeah.
You talk about adopt a highway. My foot's going to adopt an ass.
Well.
It's going to be yours. You litter.
Litter. It's litter. You're illiterate litterer. It says no littering.
All the illiterate litterer. Is that an excuse?
If you're illiterate, do you have an excuse?
Yeah.
I didn't know what the speed limit was, sir.
If
you're illiterate, do you know numbers?
See, I don't know. R. Kelly's illiterate, but he's a great songwriter. Look, say what you want to say, but he has some great songs.
Because that goes back to you spelled my number wrong. Again, I stand by that.
What does that mean?
You spelled my number wrong.
Like it sounds right, but
it's
not right.
What else would you say?
Well, I mean, they probably can count. You hope.
You hope. This is the X-Men cartoon theme song. He's not a cartoon, but he did play Cyclops in all the X-Men movies.
Give me the initials.
J.M.
James Marsden.
Yep. He was in Westworld, which Westworld was getting good, and they yanked it.
Wasn't he a vampire in something, too?
I don't know. He was in the Sonic movies. He was in Enchanted, if you watched any of
those. The Sonic movies with Jim Carrey?
Yep.
Man, those were...
I didn't see them. Are they good?
I mean, watching it with a kid, it is.
I know Jim Carrey's a Robotnik, right?
But then again, yeah. But, also Minecraft. That was no joke. I watched the movie by myself. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like crazy kid, whatever, intense.
It's not too long. It's funny.
Yeah. I didn't like the new Wonka. That was...
You like that one?
No, I didn't care for that one.
Hugh Grant probably is the best part, the Oompa Loompa.
Yeah. Yeah. Sadly, you're right. It went too Joker 2-ish. You know what I'm saying?
How old is James Marsden?
James Marsden, Paige. Mm. I'll let you go first on this one.
57?
55.
I'll tell you what, he's 52 and he don't look it. He's a good looking dude. Let's go to another very controversial woman. And you better keep her name out of your blanking mouth.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Keep
her name out your mouth. Madea.
Keep her name out your mother blanking mouth.
I mean, I've heard so many women say that over the years.
She's had a rock band. She's played Ozfest. She's also been in movies.
Oh!
Courtney Love?
No!
No.
Shh. Even if you know it, let me have it. Oh, give me the initials.
JPS.
Jada Pinkett Smith!
Yeah, boys.
Okay.
Will's wife.
If it ever becomes, why'd you air quote that? If it ever becomes a game, I will be the Ken Jennings of Give Me the Initials. I'm telling you. If only we could give away prizes.
That's a game show. Give me the initials.
I'm telling you. It's at least one I'm good at.
God, people would be bad at that. They really would.
Give me the initials.
That was old Jader.
Jada Pinkett Smith is
Not related to Kiss, by the way. Jada Kiss.
Ah, there you go. Well done.
You 90s hip hop fans.
Yeah, that was good.
Shout out to the Locks.
55. 53. 54.
Meet me in the middle, you two. Let's go.
Well, I was doing 55 for Sammy Hagar.
This guy at one point won a lot of Tour de France's, and I don't know if they took them all back or not.
Oh, here we go. Is it? I got to say my quote. Give me the initials.
L.A.
Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong's birthday.
Okay.
George Hincappy's birthday.
Do one off the top of your head, a famous person. Describe and then.
He went to Notre Dame. He won 4 Super Bowls.
Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Okay, that was too easy.
Tony Goodman. Blah, 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 blah,
go outside the realm of sports.
This guy invented the internet.
Al Gore.
Hey, see, I don't even get to the initials because you'd guess it already.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, see, we got to flesh out the game.
Who said, if Clemson doesn't want to win, I can leave right now?
You know what?
Oh, Lord.
The
oh,
fact
Lord.
That that's even a national conversation, it blows my mind.
Dude, a while ago when I went to the bathroom, I was down there, social meeting and such. That was the big uproar. We've already moved on from that now. Golly, bomb, boy.
That is William Christopher Sweeney's job till he don't want it no more.
Yeah,
and I don't want anybody else to do it.
DS, Dabo, 20.
I don't want nobody but Dabo.
Lance Armstrong, I will say 57.
58.
54 years old. Got a couple more left before the happy heavenlies.
Do you know if they took those back or not? Or is it just one of those like asterisk kind of things?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know that there was some there was blood doping, right? That they went back and found.
Reggie Bush, did he get his Heisman Trophy back, though?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
This woman, her husband was a Carolina Panther. He was quarterback at USC.
Which one?
Among other places. The USC. I believe he was a Detroit Lion at one point. Bounced around the league. She was on 21 Jump Street. Her initials.
Her? Oh, we're guessing hers.
Her initials. H-R-P.
Matt. Holly Robinson P.
Yes, Holly Robinson P. Rodney was a Carolina Panther.
Yeah. Oh, he was.
What was the commercial? Yeah. They did diet pills or something.
Yeah, they did something recently.
I'd always wake up to go to work, and there was an infomercial on. It was Rodney Pete and his wife doing diet pills.
I've got the original 21 Jump Street in my queue. I haven't watched it yet, but I remember seeing her face on it with old Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good show.
She's lovely. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, I like her.
She's pretty.
I liked her in Hanging with Mr. Cooper. That's where I first found her back in the 90s.
Is Mark Cooper still alive?
Mark Curry?
That's who I meant. I
think so.
Uh-huh.
He should be.
That's what I get from making fun of my mama saying Vivica J. Fox. It really does. She's getting me back from heaven. 60 years old. No, that's too old. 58.
57.
61.
Oh, God.
Holly Robinson, Pete. Do you want to guess Ben Carson?
Yeah. 70.
The famous doctor.
4. Dr. Ben Carson.
73.
So he is 74 years old.
Hey.
Happy heavenly birthday. Might be controversial to you. Robert Blake.
What's not?
Yeah, really. Old Beretta.
Robert Blake, old Beretta.
He would have been 92 years old.
You know, I didn't know who that guy was prior to that. Like, that's one of those guys where he had an established career. I didn't know who. I thought he was just a famous murderer.
I know Jeff Blake.
I didn't know Gary Glitter was a artist, performer. I thought he was just I know that one song, but I didn't know the name Gary Glitter that he became a P-file.
Also born on the same day, also 92 years old, former guest of this show numerous times, Fred Willard.
Oh, wow.
He had some controversy toward the end of his life, you know, unfortunately.
What?
I think he was caught, working his gimmick.
Oh, like a Pee Wee Herman thing?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Well, I mean, look, I don't mind it.
This day and age.
I think it's the new shaking hands, to be honest with you. And Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini would have been 64.
How do you do that during COVID, though?
Right.
You know, the next one.
With a mask. You got gloves.
You put a mask on it.
You have to wear a condom.
You have condoms?
Look, I don't shake hands like that. Can we bump balls instead?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That's Paige? Always a yes.
Yeah.
We hit the wall there, didn't we?
For the future, that's a definite yes.
You know what? Fat Boy told me as a surprise here, he says, we got a repeat offender that's going to be on this week's FOF line. Can we get a taste of that repeat offender?
Oh, we'll give you a little taste. He's got a record, maybe.
No trespassing signs. You trespassing ass.
fucking son of a bitches. Get the fuck out of here. In my fucking mailbox, I got pictures of everything, motherfuckers. I'm not fucking too happy, I can tell you that.
Got some vandals maybe on his property.
Wow.
He's going to take them all.
Is he going to set the new record? That's a high bar.
It really is. I think it was a 47 or 48, if I remember right.
Wow. Yeah, it was 48. It was 48.
I have to count and see if he comes close.
More than one in every sentence.
Oh, hey, that could be like a math lesson for you homeschool parents tomorrow. Kids, we're going to count how many bleeps this guy has.
Okay? Wow.
He's so natural with them, too, though.
Get today's podcast. Well, most of them are. Do you ever think about the cuss words you're going to say?
No.
That's why they don't make sense in traffic. You call people like words that don't even make sense because you're so mad.
I call him horse blanky. A lot of horse blanky.
Dingleberry.
Well, that's that one too.
Whoa, Paige.
Hang on
calm
now.
Down now.
Dingleberry.
You guys slow down. It's 40 here. Get today's podcast. We're on Audacy app, AUDACY, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeart. Go get them. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day and wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm always ready for the weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.